goes to the wash house and buy these things. I reckon they call them wash baskets, clothes basket. That's what they call them. They'd call it a clothes basket if you had one. But see, now we just don't use them at home, you know, personal.
Right. What do nails come in?
Nails used to come in a wooden keg, but now it comes in a paper box that answers the place of this keg. A paper box with a whole probably 100 pounds of nails. But it used to come in keg. You get a keg of nails if you want a large number.
And what is
pounds.
A keg?
Keg is a little wooden barrel, I mean out of wood, small wooden barrel.
Well, what runs around the barrel to hold the wood?
Well, the hoops. They call them hoops. Around and hold the barrel together. Always call them hoops.
Now what about bottles? What would you put in the top of a bottle?
Well, in the top of the bottle, you used to put a cork in there back down until they learned how to make a tin top, and now they screw it on there. Mm-hmm. But back down when we was children, myself, they had the bottle was smooth up here, and they'd make a cork mm-hmm. and put in that bottle. And they had a piece of wire that would make something like a screw here, and they screw it in that cork for to draw the cork out.
Oh.
But now, all you know, you turn the unscrew off of that, you see. So when the fellow asked him a question, he talking about the unscrewing the top off what you know about, where's the top back yonder? They didn't know nothing about this model of bottle you using now.
Well, what about, you know, the little things you put in your mouth and play music? What are those things?
Juice hop. You come juice out, put it in your mouth and hit this. And the other thing is a French hop. You put it, blow it.
Uh-huh.
You see two forms of it. It's a juice hop and it's a French hop. Well, now you get away from that, what you all use for flutes, for bands and things, that's another idea. But there are little hops, little juice hops and French hops. I used to buy them for children for Christmas toys.
What about the thing, do you know anything about a thing that you would put in your mouth, hold between your teeth? Pick with your fingers.
That's the juice hop.
Right.
Yeah, you have one finger. Uh-huh. It got one little long piece of wire. It between you and it's like that. Hit on it with your finger and got it holding with your teeth.
Uh-huh.
Call it a juice hop because it spit, full of spit, the ring.
Oh. Well, what would you use to put your nails in?
You use a hammer or a hatchet. See, a hatchet is sharp, and when you hit with the head of it, then you chop with the blade.
Uh-huh.
And a hammer, unless it's a sharp hammer, you see, a different type of sharp hammer, you can hit with each side, on each end, you might say. But if you're going to nail with a hammer, you hit with the head of it, and then you got a claw on to draw a nail if it's bent.
Now, if you have the wagon, and you have the horse on one horse on this side, and there's a straight wooden.
Well, you call that a tongue in between them two horses.
Uh-huh.
What you guide that wagon by. And the horse hold it back from going too fast.
I see. So that's
it's a tongue.
Uh-huh.
You got a breast chain. The tongue got a chain on it, and it fastens each horse hanging, it's called breast chain.
I see.
And each horse can sit back and hold his wagon. And in the wagon rocking and rocking, it's snatching this horse and snatching that horse like young Miller. You see, if it jumped Miller over here, it snatched that horse. And when this wheel jumped, it snatched this horse or mule.
I see. Now, you have a horse pulling a buggy. Before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the what?
Shares, they call them.
Uh-huh.
Two shares.
I see. Now, for steel outside of a wagon wheel, what is this called? The steel outside?
A rim. Called a rim, it's iron.
I see. Now, when a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call the bars of wood and the traces are fastened to?
I call it a double tree and a single tree. See, you got a wagon double tree, then a wagon single tree.
Uh-huh. Now, on a buggy, the thing the traces come back to in order to hook on is called a what?
Well, a buggy, it got shares and